A council member of the opposition NPP, Dr. Mwaku Tufo, has called on the rank and file of the party not to be disturbed by recent happenings in the party, but remain resolute as steps are being taken to address them. He told Radio Ghana's Agatha Samoa that though the unilateral decision taken by the general secretary of the party, Kwabena Japon, in asking some officials to proceed on leave is unconstitutional, the council reasoned with Mr. Japon to have the decision reversed.
It's a democratic process. We want to respect the rule of law and orderliness in doing things. We want to expect that our officers should respect our constitution, what it takes. This whole thing about Dario Kujeto and all that, it's all illegal. It cannot be sustained. Initially, a situation like that comes, we all get up with raised hands and all that, but we're going to take it inside. The one that hires is the same one who can fire, and it is the National Executive Committee of the party and the Director of Finance who was also fired. These things are going to come up to us at the National Council. Right now, we do have some priorities to take care of, and that in the process of trying to select our presidential candidate who doubles also as the leader of the party. Once we have that one in place, hopefully, and latest by 14th or 18th of October, we should be able to have all these problems solved.
Member of the MPP, Dr. Mwaku Tufo.
Meanwhile, a lawyer and leading member of the MPP, Ayikwe Otu, says in line with the party's constitution, Mr. Japon has not breached or broken the rules of the party since he has not sacked any official but only asked them to proceed on leave. He noted that Mr. Japon, being an administrative head, has the power to reassign or ask any official of the party to go on leave.
I do not believe that such administrative matters will be contained in the constitution. But if you look at the powers of the general secretary, you will find that the general secretary is responsible for overseeing the operations of the party's national secretariat and coordinating the activities and operations of the party and of all employees of the party at constituency, regional, executive, external, and national levels. Now, if you look at another provision dealing with the powers of the general secretary, it provides that the national secretariat shall consist of the general secretary, the national organizer, the director of finance, the director of communications, the director of campaign strategy, and such other personnel as the National Executive Committee may appoint. So he is the head of the secretariat, and he has all these workers under him, including the director of communications. I believe that any attempt at, say, removing anybody by the general secretary could lead to problems. But if we are talking about a head asking somebody to proceed on leave, that is not the same as removing that person.
Lawyer and leading member of the MPP, Ayikwe Otu.